Ulupono Initiative is working to revitalize the dairy industry in Hawaii. The company has announced plans to open a farm on Kauai called Hawaii Dairy Farms. They've spent the past few years studying how Hawaii can produce more local milk that's both sustainable and affordable. What they found was the New Zealand model of feeding cows grass, not grain, could significantly cut costs. Ulupono partner Kyle Data says, locally, we only produce 9% of Hawaii's milk, importing the majority from the mainland. Up until 1984, Hawaii's dairy industry produced 100% of the island's needs. Now, only two major dairies remain on Hawaii Island. Data says rising feed prices and shipping costs are largely to blame.
The dairies at that time were copying the same approach to dairying that we do in the mainland U.S., really feedlot-based dairies. And when the prices of grains went up considerably, they were no longer financially sustainable, so they failed.
He's hoping the more sustainable grass-fed model will prevent Hawaii dairy farms from going down the same path. Data says 1,800 cows will graze on 582 acres of local Kauai grass. The new farm would be the biggest dairy in the state, boosting milk production to 20%.
It's very important to have, you know, local milk supply. We truly are a long way from food sources, and you know, we rely on ports, and it is a fragile system. So having more of our food produced locally, especially in ways that work well for our natural environment, that are in harmony with our culture, that are rejoiced by the community, that's a good thing.
Data believes grass-fed dairy will not only be sustainable, it has the potential to earn a profit.
The costs of growing grass remain constant over time, so they really form a financial hedge. And it allows us to ride through the cycles of milk costs that rise and fall so that, unlike the dairies that failed when grain prices went up and milk prices fell, our dairy always remains cash positive and actually earns more than conventional dairying.
Data hopes the creation of Hawaii Dairy Farms will open the door for more local milk.
And if that works, then we want it to replicate. We should be able to go back to providing all of our milk. That's absolutely our goal.
Building permits have been approved, and construction is expected to begin early next year, with the first batch of milk on Hawaii shelves by 2015. Molly Solomon for HPR News.